An author who claims Billings as home has a cult-like following in the tens of thousands online for his absurd takes on current events. The satirist presents his views through his self-published erotica on Amazon. While you may not have heard of the Tingler phenomenon, this guy is more than just online. So I set out to unmask the author and figure out what the point is of the tangled web he weaves. When you ask Chuck Tingle if that's really his name, why he insists on hiding his true identity, he says it's to protect his privacy as a doctor. The prolific and salacious niche erotica author claims he received his PhD from DeVry University in holistic massage, but the institution does not offer such a degree. He also claims that he lives in Billings, Montana.
Billings is, it's a city of more than 100,000, but it feels a lot smaller at times. So, you kind of get to wondering, do I know Chuck Tingle? Do I know someone who knows Chuck Tingle?
Billings Gazette reporter Michael Kordenbrock first learned about Tingle from a coworker about a year ago. Tingle calls every newspaper, from the Washington Post to the New York Times, the Billings newspaper. Huffington Post is the Billings newspaper. Columbia Journalism Review is the Billings newspaper. Which plays into why this reporter for the Billings newspaper is fascinated.
He makes things out in a sort of ridiculous way that people can laugh at, that is very non-threatening, I would say. The maliciousness isn't really there, which is kind of rare for any internet humorist these days. It seems like sort of the go-to is expletives, personal attacks, tear people down. And meanwhile, Chuck Tingle is thinking about the space-time continuum in relation to contemporary American politics.
Kordenbrock would love to write about the Tingle phenomenon, but Lee Enterprises, which owns the Billings Gazette, has an anonymous source policy that requires any source to be truly identifiable. And because Tingle isn't interested in revealing who he is to anyone, the Billings newspaper hasn't reported on the so-called local author. But the Missoula Independent has. Reporter Derek Brower wrote about Tingle back in February, prior to Lee's decision to purchase the Independent. He's been paying some attention to Tingle's online presence ever since.
A couple of days ago on Twitter, he responded to one of Trump's tweets and said that everything you've ever said is wrong and you are made of ooze, which I think is a kind of typical example of how he deals with Trump.
Brower describes Tingle as a sort of foil in the literary sense to President Trump. They're both extremely active on Twitter and unashamed of voicing their opinions. While Trump reaches right, Tingle reaches far to the left, steeping his progressive opinions deep in absurdity. Vox.com web culture writer Asia Romano covered Tingle for a national audience. She explained his satirical persona as a platform to argue for progressive values.
In terms of representation, in terms of queer rights, in terms of expanded education and just promoting reading in general and promoting literacy, which is a strange thing to, it's a strange point to get to when you start from dinosaur erotica, but I think that's part of what makes him A, important to people, and B, have such a strong cult following.
Romano says that the author's support for the Billings Library, even though he may not be from Billings, is crucial to really understanding him. In his effort to promote literacy, Tingle took to Twitter several months ago to elicit financial support via donations for the library. When YPR contacted the Billings Library Foundation's Leslie Mordrow, she could neither confirm nor deny the donation, but she did say that she was aware of the author. Brower ran into this in his reporting, too.
Yeah, he's managed to only deepen the mystery about who he is and complicate his character as he's become more recognized.
If Tingle's point is to remain an enigma, then the question of whether or not he lives in Billings, despite supporting Billings-based organizations, may not really matter. Perhaps what matters most is the message that he aims to spread via the internet.
When you have your choices, think, well, which choice proves the most dang love? Because that is what is real on all timelines. And then when you start doing that, you start to see your friends and your buds, and then they come over and they say, that really meant a lot to me, and I will do this prove love with you too. And then it goes in a big dang circle, and it's so nice. And even if it didn't go in a dang circle, do it anyway because it's so important. So I would say best thing to say on the dang radio is, I would say that you should call your friends and your family as a way to prove love and maybe tell them that you love them and that you care about them and you are thinking of them. I think if everyone listening to the radio did that, that would be a nice way.
That's the motif woven throughout Tingle's messages in his erotica and through his communications online. While this reporter could not prove this author's identity or location, perhaps we should focus on what he's trying to prove instead. I'm Bree Ripley, YPR News.